All right, welcome everyone. Today we're doing a deep dive into something massive, something that feels like it could rewrite the future. It's called Project Stargate.
Project Stargate.
Yeah, Project Stargate. And we're talking like huge E scale. We're talking 500,000 square foot buildings,
Wow.
jobs popping up all over the place, and so much money being poured into this thing that it's kind of hard to wrap your head around. We're talking $500 billion.
$500 billion again.
$500 billion. Now, for this deep dive, you guys sent us two sources. First, there's this wild YouTube video with a familiar face back in the White House. And
Yep.
then there's this article that tries to like unpack what this whole Stargate thing is all about. So imagine it's January 21st, 2025,
All right.
and the internet is buzzing because let's just say a certain ex-president decided that tweeting wasn't a big enough stage for him anymore.
He certainly knows how to make an entrance.
Yeah.
That YouTube video you send is quite the spectacle.
It's a lot. It almost feels like a movie premiere.
Yeah.
But, under all the fanfare, there's this concrete plan they lay out, this thing, Project Stargate. And he brought some serious tech heavyweights along with him, too.
Yes, the video is very theatrical, but that source you labeled pasted text actually gives us a clear breakdown. Stargate is a massive joint venture. We're talking OpenAI, SoftBank, Oracle,
Wow.
and an investment firm called MGX. They're all teaming up with the goal of pumping $500 trillion into AI infrastructure right here in the US.
Okay, $500 trillion. That's not just tech money, that's nation building money.
Yeah.
And they're talking about deploying $100 billion immediately, hitting that $500 billion mark in just the next 4 years. So, I mean, what's the strategy here? Are they building like a Death Star out in the desert somewhere?
Not quite a Death Star, but they are building. Their initial focus is on constructing these massive data centers,
Okay.
starting in Texas.
Texas, okay.
Each of these centers will be a hub for the immense computing power needed to train and run the incredibly complex AI models that we're just, starting to see glimpses of. Think of them as the foundation for the entire Stargate project.
And when they say massive, they're not kidding. Larry Ellison himself talks about 10 data centers in Abilene, Texas, each 500,000 square feet, each one the size of a small city. And that's just the start. They plan to expand to 20 buildings in Texas alone.
Wow.
That kind of scale is mind-boggling. It makes you wonder, like, what are they building in there? What kind of AI needs that much space?
It's a great question, and it really gets to the heart of what makes this project so fascinating. It's not just about scaling up existing AI, it's about pushing the boundaries of what's possible. We're talking about AI models so complex that they require this processing power on a scale we've never seen before.
Okay, so we've got the players. OpenAI, like the rising stars of the AI world. SoftBank, known for those bold, futuristic investments. And then you've got Oracle, like the giant of enterprise software. And of course, let's not forget MGX, bringing even more financial muscle to the table. But what's interesting to me is the mix. You've got like the AI whiz kids, the deep-pocketed investors,
Yeah.
and then you've got this established software giant. What kind of strategic advantage does that even create?
That's a key insight, and it suggests that this project isn't just about cool algorithms, it's about building a complete ecosystem.
Yeah.
So OpenAI brings the cutting-edge AI, SoftBank provides the fuel,
Right.
Oracle can integrate it all into existing systems,
Okay.
and MGX makes sure that they have the resources to scale it all up rapidly. It's a powerful combination.
It almost feels like they're assembling like Voltron, but instead of giant robot lions, it's companies. And maybe I'm just a little cynical here. This whole thing feels very staged. And of course, there's the ex-president front and center claiming that this is all his doing.
He certainly wants to take the credit. He boasts about how this project will create over 100,000 American jobs almost immediately.
Wow.
And he paints this picture of the U.S. leaping ahead in this global AI race.
But let's be honest here. He also drops that line about how this money would have gone to China otherwise. It makes you wonder, is this purely about like economic dominance, or is there some deeper geopolitical strategy at play here?
There's definitely a geopolitical element here. AI is increasingly being seen as a strategic asset. I mean, it has implications for national security, economic competitiveness, even global influence. So while the economic benefits are front and center, the subtext is clear. This is also about asserting American leadership in a technology that could very well define the 21st century.
So it's not just about building a better mousetrap. It's about making sure that that mousetrap is made in America by Americans. It's a powerful message, but what's the reality? Is this all just bluster, or is there real substance behind Project Stargate?
Well, the scale of the investment and the players involved suggest that this is more than just talk. But as with any ambitious project, there are bound to be challenges.
Sure.
Take the data centers themselves, for example. They're going to require a tremendous amount of energy. Where is that energy going to come from?
Right. We're talking about buildings the size of small cities running 247 crunching data at unimaginable speeds. The energy demands are going to be astronomical. Even the ex-president himself mentions the possibility of using emergency declarations to fast-track energy production for these facilities.
Wow.
Makes you wonder, what are the environmental implications of all of this?
That's a crucial question that needs further exploration. You know, building and powering data centers on this scale, it has a significant environmental impact.
Sure.
If Stargate is truly aiming to be a model for the future, sustainability has to be a core part of the equation. We can't just leap ahead technologically and leave this trail of environmental devastation in our wake.
So we've got this incredibly ambitious project, a mix of fascinating players, a hefty dose of political theater, and some pretty big questions about energy, sustainability, and the real motivations behind it all. Where do we even begin to unpack this?
Well, let's start by taking a closer look at the potential impact of Project Stargate. What could this actually mean for industries like healthcare?
Okay.
Because in the video, Sam Altman drops some pretty incredible claims about what AI could achieve in that realm.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't hold back. He talks about curing diseases at an unprecedented rate. He even mentions cancer vaccines and early detection through blood tests. Things that sound, honestly, straight out of science fiction. Makes you wonder, are we on the verge of, like, a healthcare revolution?
It's certainly a bold vision. But remember, we're still in the early stages of AI. So while these advancements are really exciting, we need to balance that optimism with a healthy dose of realism.
Yeah.
There are a lot of hurdles to overcome before we see those kinds of breakthroughs actually become a reality.
Right. Like, even if they can develop these amazing AI-powered healthcare solutions, who will have access to them? Will it be available to everyone? Or will it only benefit, like, the wealthy? And then what about the potential for bias in these systems? How do we ensure that AI is used to improve healthcare for everyone, not just a select few?
Those are critical questions, and they point to a broader challenge. As AI becomes more powerful and more pervasive in our lives, we need to carefully consider the ethical and societal implications. We can't just focus on the potential benefits without also addressing the potential risks.
It's a lot to think about. On one hand, you've got this promise of curing diseases and pushing the boundaries of human ingenuity.
Right.
On the other hand, you've got these very real concerns about equity, access, and unintended consequences. It's almost like we're standing at a fork in the road. And the choices we make now will determine the course of the future.
That's a powerful analogy.
Yeah.
And it highlights the importance of having these conversations now while this technology is still being developed.
Yeah.
We need to be proactive, not reactive. We need to engage with these questions from all angles, ethical, economic, social, and political.
So we've got this ambitious project, potentially world-changing implications. We've talked about the players, the money, the politics, the ethical considerations. But what about the skeptics? Are people actually buying into this? Because the pasted text source you sent also highlights some of the criticism surrounding Stargate.
Yeah, there are definitely some skeptics out there. Some people question whether the funding is actually secured. I mean, after all, the ex-president claims they've already secured nearly $3 trillion in investment.
$3 trillion.
With the potential for that number to double by the end of the week. But there are no specifics about where this money is coming from or how it's being allocated.
It does sound a little vague, right? Like, they're throwing out these huge numbers without any real details. Makes you wonder, is this all just hype?
That lack of transparency is definitely a valid concern. You know, when you're talking about investments of this magnitude, people want to know where the money is coming from.
Sure.
And what strings might be attached. And it's not just about the money. There are also concerns about the feasibility of the project itself. Can they actually build and operate these massive data centers on the timeline that they've laid out? And can they do it in a way that's both economically and environmentally sustainable?
Okay, so we've got the skeptics who are raising legitimate questions about the funding, the feasibility, the environmental impact. But what about the bigger picture? Is this really the dawn of a new technological era for America, as the ex-president claims? Or is it all just smoke and mirrors?
Well, it's still too early to say for sure. But one thing is clear. Project Stargate has the potential to reshape the technological landscape, not just in the U.S., but globally. And as with any technological leap forward, it's important to proceed with both optimism and caution. We need to embrace the possibilities while carefully considering the potential risks.
All right, so we've laid out the grand vision, the potential benefits, the potential pitfalls, the excitement, the skepticism. It's a lot to take in, and it's only part one of our deep dive into Project Stargate.
That's right. In part two, we'll delve deeper into the potential impact of this project on specific industries, starting with healthcare. We'll explore the possibilities, the challenges, and the ethical considerations.
So stay tuned, folks, because things are about to get even more interesting.
So let's shift gears a bit and dive into what this project could mean for everyday people.
Okay.
You know, in the video, Sam Altman from OpenAI, he talks about some pretty incredible applications for healthcare, yeah. Things that could really, really change lives.
He certainly got everyone's attention with that, curing diseases at an unprecedented rate. It's a bold statement.
It is.
Especially when he starts talking about, you know, cancer vaccines and early detection through blood tests. I mean, that kind of stuff sounds like it's straight out of a science fiction movie.
Right.
If this project can really deliver on even half of those promises, it's huge.
It's definitely a tantalizing prospect. Imagine a world where we could detect cancer in its earliest stages or even prevent it altogether with a vaccine. But while the potential of AI in healthcare is enormous, you know, we need to be realistic about the challenges and the potential downsides as well.
Okay, so let's play devil's advocate for a minute.
Yeah.
What are some of those potential downsides? What could go wrong?
Well, one of the biggest concerns is access.
Okay.
Even if they can develop these amazing AI-powered healthcare tools, who will actually benefit from them? Will they be available to everyone? Or will they only be accessible to the wealthy? You know, we need to make sure that these advancements don't exacerbate existing healthcare disparities.
That's a really good point. What good is a cure for cancer if only a small percentage of the population can even afford it?
Exactly.
We need to make sure that this technology is used to benefit all of humanity, not just a select few.
Absolutely. And then there's the issue of bias. AI systems are only as good as the data they're trained on.
Right.
If that data is biased, the AI will be biased too. And when it comes to healthcare, bias algorithms could have some very serious consequences.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine an AI system that's more likely to diagnose a certain disease in people of a particular race or ethnicity, you know, because of biases in the training data. That's a recipe for disaster.
It's almost like with great power comes great responsibility, right?
Yeah.
We need to be really careful about how we develop and deploy these AI systems, especially in sensitive areas like healthcare.
Exactly. Yep. And it's not just about the technology itself.
Okay.
It's also about the people who are developing it, who are using it.
Yeah.
We need to make sure that the teams working on these projects are diverse and inclusive.
Sure.
And that they're aware of the potential ethical implications of their work.
So it's not just about building the technology. It's about building it responsibly.
Right.
And speaking of building, those massive data centers are going to take a lot of resources to construct and operate.
That's right. We've already talked about the energy demands.
Yeah.
But there's also the environmental impact of manufacturing the materials needed to build these facilities. And the waste generated during construction and operation.
And let's not forget about the potential impact on local communities. You know, building these data centers in places like Abilene, Texas, is going to have a ripple effect on everything.
It will.
From housing prices to traffic to the local job market.
Exactly. These projects can't exist in a vacuum.
Right.
We need to think about those broader social and economic consequences, both positive and negative.
Okay, so we've talked about healthcare, but AI has the potential to revolutionize so many other industries as well.
It does.
What about jobs? I mean, the ex-president keeps talking about how this project is going to create all these new jobs.
Yeah.
But what about the jobs that might be lost because of automation?
That's a legitimate concern.
Yeah.
AI has the potential to automate a lot of tasks that are currently done by humans.
Right.
And while that could lead to increased efficiency and productivity,
sure,
it could also lead to significant job displacement in certain sectors.
So while some people might be celebrating the prospect of new jobs in the tech industry,
yeah,
others might be worried about losing their jobs to robots.
Exactly. And this is something that policymakers and industry leaders need to address proactively.
Mm-hmm.
We need to think about how to retrain and reskill workers for the jobs of the future.
Right.
We can't just leave people behind in the rush to to embrace these new technologies.
So it's not just about creating jobs. It's about creating the right kinds of jobs.
Right.
Jobs that are sustainable and that provide a living wage.
Yeah.
And it's about making sure that everyone has the opportunity to benefit from these technological advancements.
Absolutely.
Not just the select few.
This is about more than just technology. This is about shaping the future that we want to live in.
And speaking of shaping the future, one thing that really struck me about this whole project is the name, Stargate.
Yeah, what about it?
I mean, it's a pretty bold choice, right?
It is.
It conjures up images of like interstellar travel and bending space and time.
I can see that.
It's almost like they're saying we're not just building something new, we're opening a portal to another dimension.
It's certainly a name that captures the imagination.
It does.
And I think it speaks to the ambition behind this project.
Yeah.
You know, they're not just talking about incremental improvements. Mm-hmm. They're talking about a fundamental shift in what's possible.
It's like they're saying, hold on to your hats, folks, because things are about to get wild.
In a way, I think that's an appropriate sentiment.
Yeah.
We're at a pivotal moment in history, and AI has the potential to be this powerful force for good or for ill.
Right.
It's up to us to decide how we want to use it.
Okay, so we've explored the potential impact of Project Stargate on healthcare, on jobs. We've talked about the environmental and social considerations.
When?
We've even touched on the philosophical implications of the name itself.
Right.
But there's one more piece of the puzzle that we need to examine, and that's the financial side of things. Where is all this money coming from?
Good question.
And what are the motivations behind these massive investments?
That's a great question. And it leads us into some interesting territory.
Okay.
Because while the ex-president is quick to claim credit for this project,
yeah,
the reality is that there are a lot of different players involved.
Sure.
Each with their own motivations and agendas.
So it's not just about, you know, American patriotism and making America great again. There's more to it than that.
There's always more to this story.
Mm-hmm.
In part three, we'll take a closer look at the financial players behind Project Stargate.
Okay.
Explore their motivations,
right,
and unpack the potential implications of this complex web of investments.
So we left off talking about money, and it's a good place to pick back up. We've talked about the potential of this Project Stargate, you know, curing diseases, the whole jobs question, and just the massive scale of the thing. But behind all the promises and that kind of sci-fi name, there's the very real question of money. Where is all this funding coming from?
Yeah, it's not just one big check, that's for sure. The paste-to-text source you sent actually breaks down this kind of intricate web of investments. It's fascinating. We already know the major players, OpenAI, SoftBank, Oracle, MGX.
Right.
But what's really interesting are the motivations driving each of them.
Okay, so let's break it down. OpenAI, they're like the AI geniuses, right?
Yeah.
The ones with the algorithms, the big ideas. What's their piece of this financial puzzle?
Well, OpenAI is in a really unique position. They're the ones leading the charge in AI development, but they need resources, and a lot of them, to train these increasingly complex models. So Stargate offers them access to a level of funding that's almost unheard of in the research world.
So for OpenAI, it's like hitting the jackpot. Unlimited resources to just pursue their research.
Pretty much.
But what about SoftBank? They're known for making these like big risky bets on future technologies.
Right.
What's their angle here?
SoftBank, under Masayoshi Son, has always been a very, very forward-looking investor.
Yeah.
They see AI as the next big technological wave, and they want to ride that wave to massive profits.
Makes sense.
So their investment in Stargate it's a bet on the future dominance of AI, and they're betting big.
It's almost like they're playing a high-stakes poker game and they just shoved all their chips into the center of the table.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
But then we have Oracle. They're more of the steady, reliable player in the tech world.
Right, yeah.
What's their motivation for joining this potentially chaotic game?
Oracle's involvement is very strategic. They see Stargate as this opportunity to position themselves at the center of the AI revolution.
Okay.
They're providing not just financial backing, but also their expertise in enterprise software and cloud computing. Mm-hmm. So essentially, they're betting that they can become the go-to platform for businesses that are looking to leverage the power of AI.
So they're not just investing. They're setting themselves up to be the ones who actually like build the infrastructure and provide the tools that everyone else will need to use AI. That's pretty clever.
Mm.
But then we've got this more mysterious player, MGX. What's their role in all this?
MGX is the wild card here. They're an investment firm with a reputation for being very aggressive, very opportunistic. Their involvement suggests that Stargate isn't just about technological advancement. It's also about, you know, financial gain.
Yeah.
They're likely looking for a big return on their investment, and they're willing to take risks to get it.
So we've got the researchers, the visionaries, the pragmatists, and the risk takers. It's an interesting mix, but it makes you wonder, are they all on the same page here? Are their goals aligned, or could this clash of motivations lead to problems down the road?
That's the key question, and only time will tell how this complex interplay of motivations will play out. But what's clear is that this isn't just about altruism or national pride. There's a lot of money at stake, and these investors are expecting a return on their investment. And then there's the ex-president, you know?
Yeah.
He's been pretty vocal about this being, you know, a win for America, about bringing jobs back and securing American leadership in AI. But how much of that is, like, genuine belief in the project versus, you know, using it as a platform for his own political ambitions?
It's hard to say for sure. He's a master of using spectacle and grand pronouncements to advance his own agenda.
Oh, yeah.
But regardless of his motivations, there's no denying that Stargate is a bold and potentially transformative project.
So we've got this massive project, the potential to revolutionize everything from healthcare to jobs.
Right.
And it's being funded by this intricate web of investors.
Yeah.
Each with their own motivations and goals.
Yeah.
It's a lot to wrap your head around. It makes you wonder, like, what does all this mean for the average person?
That's the question we all need to be asking. Project Stargate is more than just a technological endeavor. It's a societal experiment. And the outcomes of that experiment, well, they're uncertain. It has the potential to create immense wealth and opportunity.
Yeah. But it also carries the risk of, you know, exacerbating inequality, displacing workers, and concentrating power in the hands of a few.
So it's not a simple story of good versus evil.
No, right?
It's more complex than that. There are potential benefits and potential risks. Yeah. And ultimately, it's up to all of us to be informed, engaged, and to hold those in power accountable.
That's exactly right. We need to be asking tough questions, demanding transparency, and ensuring that this technology is developed and deployed in a way that benefits all of humanity, not just a select few.
Well, that about wraps up our deep dive into Project Stargate. It's certainly a lot to think about, a lot of questions still to be answered. But one thing is for sure, this project, whether it succeeds or fails, will have a lasting impact on the world. So thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.